email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Have a listen to this. That's the Searchers, and on the line from the Searchers we have Frank Allen. Good afternoon, Frank.
Good afternoon to you.
What a great song.
It's one of the best, and it's my favourite of all the Searchers songs. It's actually the first one that I was ever on with the band, but I don't like it because of that. That's nothing to do with it. It's just a great Jackie DeShannon song that has all those terrific elements, you know, the guitar figure and the sing-along chorus. It's a fabulous song.
Thanks for taking time out to talk to us today, Frank. The Searchers, the longest running band in pop history.
Yeah, I think that accounts for the UK only. I can't imagine. I think the Drifters would have it over us in the States because they had hits in 64. But they're counting our bit from 57 when the band got its name from the John Wayne film. And then it was just a little skiffle group at the time and carried on like that until professional at 62 and then first hit at 63. But it's been non-stop.
Yeah, and you were with the band since 1964, August 1964, so that's 60 and a half years.
60 and a half years. years in August for me.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. That's amazing, isn't it?
I can't understand it because I'm only 25.
And the news this weekend that the Searchers are definitely, because I know you did a farewell tour back in 2019, but this is definitely your farewell tour. And
this is our fourth farewell tour.
Your chancers.
Frank Sinatra's family are getting very worried. But what happened was, the story is, we definitely decided to finish in 2019.
Yeah.
And it wasn't any fun at that time. We had a break, COVID hit, we finished everything. But then after 4 years, we thought, well, we'll do a thank you tour just to round it off. Well, it turned out to be so much fun and so successful. And we finished in the Liverpool Philharmonic Hall. It was epic.
Yeah.
So we were easily talked into doing a third one.
A third farewell.
Last year in 74, we said nothing after that unless something big comes up. And then what did they ask us to do?
Glastonbury. And you got needles and pins.
Yes. I saw her face. I see what you did there.
Yes. I had to run away. Get down on my knees and pray. That big glory. Needles and pins, there you go. We're talking to Frank Allen from The Searchers. Frank, you are, I've watched an interview, I've read an interview, you can drop all the names in pop history, really, can't you? You can do it all. Dusty Springfield, The Beatles, go on. You take it from there. Take the baton.
Well, I'll tell you what, one of the most impressive, well, I've spent an evening with Betty Davis on New Year's Eve once. That's got nothing to do with music. But I'll tell you what, the first time I ever went to America with the band was in September 64. And I just joined, we'd recorded When You Walk in the Room, and we went on this across the world tour. And the first week was a week of shows at the Fox Theatre in Brooklyn. We did six shows a day, starting at 10 in the morning, finishing at 10 at night, because that's how they did it.
Yeah.
And remember, everything English was the best because the Beatles had changed the whole world.
Yeah.
So we were topping the bill. And listen to this lineup. The Searchers, Dusty Springfield, Millie, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, Martha and the Vandellas, Smokey and the Miracles, The Temptations, The Contours, Little Anthony, The Ronettes, The Shangri-Las, The Dovells, The New Beats, and Jay and the Americans.
That's
every
amazing
show for 42 shows.
Yeah, and you've supported. I know one of your biggest gigs was at Wembley supporting Cliff Richard.
Yeah, I believe a few people come to see Cliff.
80,000.
No, he's been a great supporter. I was so thrilled. It was only by accident, because we happened to be chatting at my gym where he played tennis and I did the gym. And he said, what are you doing next July? Because we'd like to, you know, we're going to do my 30th anniversary at Wembley, and we'd lovely to have all our old friends on. I thought, all our old friends? He's talking about me. And then it turned out he meant it, and we did 2 days there. Yeah. Phenomenal.
Yeah. It must be difficult, and I know you've written books and everything about your time in the Searchers. It must be difficult when people ask you the high points and the low points and all that sort of thing. But what is the thing when you have a quiet moment and you're thinking back? Is there a recurring memory that comes, the one that comes
well,
up more
we're,
often?
We've already mentioned the two things.
Right.
We've already mentioned Wembley Stadium,
yes,
and the shows at the Fox Theatre,
yes,
in Brooklyn. I suppose the other, the ultimate high point was when we did the Royal Variety Show in 1981, and we were presented to the Queen. So that was pretty fantastic. Mm. Whether you're a royalist or not, it doesn't matter. It was a very special time. And it's particular memory now because she passed away last year anyway.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. And you know. Were you ever on the same bill as the Beatles?
Yes, we did. Yeah. In fact, we were on the same bill as the Beatles before I joined the Searchers, because I was here with Cliff Bennett and the Rebel Rousers. And we played with the Beatles at the... They had a series of Sunday concerts that Brian Epstein promoted at the Prince of Wales Theatre in London. And, of course, the Beatles were topping on that.
Yes.
And we did loads of TV shows and things like that with them.
And Frank, was it obvious that they were that good, that they were going to change the face of music?
No, the first time I worked with the Beatles was in the end of 1962. Again, I was still with Cliff Bennett at the time.
Mm.
They'd heard about us, we'd heard about them. They'd only had Love Me Do at the time. And we got there very late, and we watched their last show, and then they saw our first show the next night. And it was obvious they were good. Even Cliff Bennett was impressed. But I didn't see what was about to happen. I couldn't have looked at them and said, they're going to take over the world. And I remember thinking when Brian Epstein said they're going to be bigger than Elvis, I thought he's mad. But it was wonderful. And in fact, I had a very significant meeting with John Lennon then, because on the next morning they were due to fly home. I was going into the backstage area. Lennon was coming out. And I introduced myself and said, I enjoyed the show. And I said, you got a new single coming out. I wish you all the best. And he kind of stood there and eyed me, you know, like a snake before it's going to eat a rabbit or something. And he said, Frank, yeah, I saw your show as well. I really enjoyed it too. I've been talking to Cliff in the band, and it seems that next to him, you're the most popular member. I don't know why. Your harmonies are bloody ridiculous.
Well done on remembering that, Frank.
Well, if you're going to have a meeting with the Beatles,
remember it.
I took my troubles down to Madam Rue. You know that gypsy with the gold cap too. She's got a path down a pretty floating vine, selling little bottles of love potion number 9.
So Frank,
yep.
Glastonbury. That's going to be, that's big.
Well, we said last year that was, you know, after doing 3 final tours, we said that's going to be it, no more, unless someone gives us something, an offer we cannot refuse. And then, of course, the request came, would you do Glastonbury? We said, well, yes. So we couldn't do Glastonbury on its own. So we had to set a run of dates, a very short tour in front of it, so that we could get used to playing.
Get warmed up, yes.
So there's 11 dates running up to it. But Glastonbury, it's going to be... And the reaction has been incredible.
And I know it's not the original lineup, but can you do... can you add all the ages up for us? Or
You add all the, we must be in a couple of hundreds. John is 83. You can count it. I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
John is 83. I'm 81.
Right.
So that's...
That's 164.
164.
Yeah.
Okay. I think Spencer is 61.
Yeah.
So what's that? That's
225.
Yeah. And Richie, the new drummer, I think he's only about... I think he's only about 60.
Oh, so he's very young.
I don't know his name.
285.
Something like that. It's fairly old.
Yay!
It's probably illegal. It's probably working at the moment.
Yeah. I've nearly played all the little clips here. We've one more to play before we let you go, Frank. Yep. Sweets for my sweet, sugar for my honey. Your first sweet kiss thrills me so. Sweets for my sweet, sugar for my honey. I'll never ever let you go. Yeah, the Searchers playing Glastonbury this summer. They've sold over 50 million records, had 3 UK number ones. Frank, it's been a delight talking to you.
Thank you. I hope I didn't ramble on too
no,
much.
No,
always
no.
Good to speak to someone in Ireland. We've got great memories over there, and we didn't come there half as often as I'd have liked.
Yeah. Afternoon, Ray. Just listen to your guests from the group, The Searchers. A great group, says James and Mayo. There you go. Right, Frank, let you go. Thanks a million. Good luck. See you.
Thanks for having me on the show. Bye now.
Bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.